Hello and welcome back to your therapy guide. I'm Dr. Yodgar Fad. Today I want to talk about something that comes up again and again in therapy, especially with thoughtful, reflective people who genuinely want to change. Many people reach a point where they say, I understand myself. I know where this comes from. I'm very self-aware. And yet, despite all of that understanding, they still feel stuck. They still react in ways they don't want to. They still repeat patterns they recognize. They still struggle to make changes that make sense on paper. So today we are exploring an important question. If awareness is so valuable, why isn't it always enough to create change? And more importantly, how can awareness actually lead to change? We live in a time where psychological awareness is everywhere. People understand anxiety, trauma, attachment, boundaries, emotional regulation. Mental health language has become part of everyday conversation. Many people can describe their difficulties with real clarity. They know when a pattern started, what triggers it, how it plays out, what is connected to, and still nothing shifts. This creates a painful paradox. The more aware someone becomes, the more frustrated they sometimes feel, because awareness alone can quietly turn into the question, if I know this, why can't I change it? That question often becomes self-blame. Let's be precise here. Awareness is not useless and is not optional. Awareness is essential because it brings clarity where there was confusion, helps you recognize patterns rather than feel possessed by them, creates language for experience, reduces shame, opens the door to choice. In therapy, awareness often looks like understanding how a difficulty began, what maintains it, what role thoughts, emotion, body, and behavior play. This kind of insight is meaningful. But awareness mainly operates at the level of recognition. Change requires something else. Here is the key shift. Most people try to use awareness when they are already activated. They try to think their way out of anxiety, anger, shame, fear, overwhelm. But when emotional intensity is high, the thinking part of the brain is no longer leading. The nervous system is. In those moments, awareness becomes inaccessible. Insight goes offline. All patterns take over automatically. That doesn't mean awareness failed. It means awareness was never designed to override threat on its own. This is one of the most important distinctions in therapy. You can be fully aware of a pattern and still not be able to regulate it in the moment. You can understand your anxiety and still feel flooded. You can know your reaction is unhelpful and still react. But why? Because awareness is a cognitive process. Regulation is a physiological process. Change happens when these two begin to work together. This is the part that's often missing. Awareness leads to change indirectly, not directly. It becomes useful when it is used to create a pause. Awareness slows things down. It helps you notice that something is happening before trying to stop it. That pause is small, but it matters. Shifts from reaction to observation. Instead of being inside the pattern, awareness allows you to step slightly outside it. Not to judge it, not to fix it, but to observe it. This reduces emotional fusion. Awareness makes regulation possible. Once a pattern is noticed early enough, the nervous system has a chance to settle. Not completely, not instantly, but enough to allow choice. Awareness supports repeated small behavioral shift. Change doesn't come from one insight. It comes from repeated noticing, repeated pausing, repeated small experiments. Awareness supports those repetitions, not perfectly, gradually. Many highly insightful people struggle because they expect awareness to do the work for them. They expect understanding to erase discomfort, insight to remove fear, clarity to produce confidence. But awareness doesn't eliminate discomfort. It helps you stay present with it long enough for something different to happen. That's a very different role. Without support, awareness can become harsh. People start using insight as a weapon. I know better. I shouldn't feel like this. I've done enough therapy to be past this. At that point, awareness no longer supports change. It increases pressure and therapy doesn't just increase awareness. It helps you time it, pace it, ground it, translate it into lived experience. Therapy works with emotion, body, behavior, avoidance, repetition, relationship. Awareness becomes one part of larger change process. If awareness hasn't led to change for you, that doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It means awareness is doing what it can do, but it needs support from regulation, practice, and safety. Awareness opens the door. Change happens by walking through it, slowly, with patience, often alongside another person. If you remember one thing from today, let it be this. Awareness is not the end of the journey. It is the beginning of relationship with yourself. Change comes from how you use awareness, not to control, not to criticize, but to notice, pause, and respond differently over time. If you ever felt frustrated with yourself for understanding your difficulties, but still struggling to change, I hope this episode offers some relief. Struggling doesn't mean you lack insight. Often it means your system needs more than understanding. It needs time, regulation, and compassion. Thank you for joining me today on Your Therapy Guide. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and share it with someone who might benefit. Until next time, stay curious, stay compassionate, and take care of yourself.